Okay, good morning. Share sponsor Rav Shlema for Ben Sion Ben Shendel. Just a quick recap on early minyan on Shabbos afternoon. So famous Gra says it's Tzar Balei Chaim to make people wait Friday night. So does one have to wait? So ideally one should not start the meal within or start Kiddush within. The real problem is starting the meal within the 30 minutes of Seit. As long as one started Kiddush, though, before Seis, it's not a problem. That's already considered beginning the meal. And we mentioned a couple reasons why it might be okay. First of all, the real problem is only for about 15, 20 minutes or so, because what is Seit? You can easily play with 13 minutes, 25, 30 minutes, also depends where you live, okay? Also, there's more room to be of heter, some say, if you already did say Kriyat Shema, at least, after Plaga Mincha, at least you Yotze, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe it says to 72 minutes. There's also the concept of being Osek B'Mitzvah, or dealing with the family, or Bishat Adchak, where you have, it's not just for yourself, you have to worry about the other people going crazy around you, waiting. So that's another issue to factor in. One can also set up a reminder for himself to say Kriyat Shema. Okay, food for thought. But that is one of the reasons why some people are not in favor of early Shabbos altogether. Okay, we are on Resh Lamed Zayin. Seder Tfilat Arvit Aleph. Ein Shliach Tzibur Chozer Tfilah B'Tfilat Arvit. There is no Chazar at Ashatz. For Marav at night time, right? Main reason is Tfilat Arvit originally is a Rashut. We don't hold it's a Chova. Even though nowadays we consider it a Chova, the concept of Minyan are certainly Chazar HaShatz. They weren't Matriach to bother us to worry about Chazar HaShatz for Marav. Ve'in ofin al pneyam le'achar Arvit. And we do not do Tachanun at night. Shalol Orer Hadinim, right? So we don't want to wake up judgment on us at night. Okay, especially the first half of the night. Reish Lamed Chet. Likboa iti matara balaila. Aleph. Tzarich Lizaher. B'limud alayla yitermi b'shal yom. Learning at nighttime is even more important than learning, or we have to be more careful with it, learning at nighttime than during the day. V'hamevat lo onsho meruban. If a person doesn't learn at night, his punishment is great. Okay, just a couple quick liners from that the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Chazal. First one is Eruvin. He says, Lo yivrei laila el girsa. The night was created in order for us to learn. That was the purpose.
What's the definition of night?
The whole night. Night. Doesn't say. Avodah Zarah. Kol ha'osek b'Torah b'layla, Kodesh Baruch Hu moshech alav chut shel chesed b'yom. If a person learns at night, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him a chut of chesed on him, of kindness throughout the whole day. Chazal is to say a person who learns at night, it's as if he was mekayim karbanos. And a person who wants to be zocha to the crown of Torah, he must be careful to learn at night and not to waste a moment, with unnecessary sleep, eating, drinking, and just idle conversation, unless it's needed. On shel meruba. Kol bayit she'ein divrei Torah nishmayim ba'layla ish ochalta, the Gemara says. If a person in Sanhedrin, there's no learning Torah at night in someone's house, chas v'shalom, a fire eats it. Okay, eats him. Bet. Si'if bet. Im yesh lo chok kavua lilmod kach v'kach liyom. Person has every day is daily regimen of what he learns, whether it's a time allotment or a number of accomplishment, a certain amount of something. You should work hard to make sure you finish it during the day. But if v'haya tarud bayom v'lo yishlimo, but if you're busy during the day, people have to work, people have other issues that come up. So yeshalmenu b'layla miyad, you shall do your best to complete it that night and not to push it off to the next day. Resh Lamed Tet. Din Kriyat Shema al Mitato. Kriyat Shema at night when we go to sleep. Aleph. Kore al mitato parasha rishona shel shema. A person should read the first parsha of Kriyat Shema at nighttime when he goes to sleep. We're assuming you already read the three parshiot at Maariv after it's saved. Otherwise, of course, you have to repeat all three. Some prefer to repeat all three anyway by Kriyat Shema. Perhaps they feel it gives them a better level of Shmira with 248 words, Keneged, our 248 limbs. Umevarech hamapil. Right, so if you didn't, like I said, umevarech hamapil chevle shena al einai. And if a person should say the bracha of hamapil, we're all familiar with. It doesn't, the poskim say there's different minhagim. Do you say Kriyat Shema first or Hamapil first? Really, it makes no difference. You can say either one first. Different minhagim, they're both okay. It is certainly not a hefsek. Because Hamapil, we're going to see again as we read the Ramah, Hamapil is primarily a bracha of Shavach and of Bakasha of a prayer. It's not Shir Kiddushanu b'mitzav etzivanu to fall asleep. It's not to say Kriyat Shema. It's a bracha of hamapil by itself. Okay. Haga. V'yikra kriyat shema samuch lemitato. You should say kriyat shema right, and the bracha right before you go to sleep. And then lachatchila, the ideal is v'ein ochlim v'shotim v'lo medabrim achar kriyat shema shal mitato. Once you say the bracha and kriyat shema, we're not supposed to eat, drink, talk, and do other things. Ela yishan miyad. You should fall asleep right away. Shneimar imru v'olchem al mishalchem v'domu sela. Based on that pasuk, we speak in our hearts, Kriyat Shema on our beds, and then we are quiet and fall asleep. However, it's not a real hefsek afterwards. So the poskim say, if you need to speak, if someone calls and you need to answer, a child needs you, your wife needs you, you're not falling asleep and you want to go do something, everyone says it's not a hefsek. You are allowed to speak, do what you need. If you and your wife, as we're going to learn Reish Mem, if you and your wife want to do something together and you already said Kriyat Shema or Hamapil, it's not a problem. You can be with your wife and then afterwards, ideally to say Kriyat Shema again, but you do not repeat Hamapil again. Hamapil is not a bracha levatala. So there's a machloket. According to the pshat and most poskim, including Rav Avadi Yosef, you say hamapil with a bracha, shem v'malchut, all night long up until alos ha-shachar. There is an opinion, Ben Ishchai is quoted for it, he holds ideally not to say ever hamapil with shem v'malchut because he's afraid you're not going to fall asleep. There is a common Sfaradic opinion brought down by Or Letzion, and the Arizal, based on the Arizal, not to say a bracha of hamapil shem v'malchut after chatzot. So different customs, but
maybe it's close to alos hashachar, but you won't be able to fall asleep after alos hashachar.
I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Okay. Let's see. Fine. Let's continue. Im utar likrot keshehu shochev. Talks about lying down when you read it. Im kara kriyat shema v'lo yuchal lishon miyad. Person read kriyat shema and he can't fall asleep right away. Az chozer v'kori kama pamim zeh zeh ad sheishtakeya b'sheina v'yu kriyato samuch lishnato. So if you can't fall asleep right away, no problem. Say as many psukim as you want. Say kriyat shema as much times as you want. Okay, they say not to repeat. Some say not to repeat the first pasuk of kriyat shema again and again because it looks like shtei rishuyos. Ve'ein mevarchin al kriyat shema al mitato. There is no bracha itself on kriyat shema al mitato. Hamapil is not on kriyat shema, and there is no asher kedishan mitzav etzvanu on kriyat shema. We're just regarding. He writes over here. If a person, the Mishnah Berurah points out. Okay. That if a person is with his wife, so afterwards. We're going to see that a person shouldn't get up immediately, right after he does tashmish with his wife, not to make her feel used. You have to make her feel loved, and then you should wash yourself if you're dirty from the shechvat zera, and then you wash your hands, and then you say birkat hamapil, and then shema afterwards. Okay, Magen Avraham also writes that if you're saying kriyat shema for a chova at nighttime. Let's say you said it before tzeis, and now you're saying the three parshiot as a chova. So then, ideally, one is supposed to sit up or stand. Sitting up is good for saying Kriyat Shema. But if he already was yotze Kriyat Shema, so then it's a machloket. Some say it's better to sit up, and some say it makes no difference. You can lie down. If you already are lying down, the Mishnah Berurah says certainly you don't have to get up. And when you read Kriyat Shema lying down, though, it should be on your side, not with your back lying straight back on your back. Okay. Ve'omer yoshev b'seter elyon. Other psukim to say, minhagim, we have our sidurim. Ve'omer Hashem marvu tzarai ad l'Hashem ha'yeshua. Ve'omer baruch Hashem b'yom, baruch Hashem b'layla, baruch Hashem b'shuchvenu, baruch Hashem b'kumenu. Ve'yomer Hashem ala satan yig'ar, Hashem b'cha ha'satan. Gomer, Hashem shomarecha, v'gomer mi'ata v'yad olam. And this is one of the most important psukim. B'yadecha afkid ruchi, v'gomer. In some say, v'yarcha Hashem, v'gomer ad v'yasem lecha shalom, v'omer hashkivenu ad samuch lechatima. Some say, again, the bracha of hashkivenu, but not with the bracha at the end. You don't say with Hashem's name, baruch atah Hashem, at the end for hashkivenu, because you already said it during... You already said it when you daven Marav. Okay, so I'm writing down that when you go to bed, one should spend a moment before they go to sleep to be mochel anyone who's insulted you or hurt you. Look at your own deeds, if you did anything wrong, to improve yourself. And just as a Eitzei Tova, they say that, the Gemara says in Megillah that a person who forgives everybody should be zoche to have a longer life. And we know that if a person has less stress, it's healthier. And if a person is mochel and forgives other people, forgive and forget, it's healthier for yourself as well. There is an inyan to not be asleep, not to go to sleep all night by yourself, in your own room or in your own house. So ideally, if you're by yourself, in your own room, at least if you have your own room, to have the room a little bit open. And not everyone's able to, it's not a chiyuv, it's just an ideal. And that there should at least be a little bit of light on in the house. And it shouldn't be completely pitch black in the entire house. Okay. Bet. Keshivshot chaluko. Lo yavchenu mimata lamala. When one gets undressed to go to sleep, right, and the assumption is, often they went to bed without wearing any clothing, without pajamas, and they just went underneath the covers. So the idea is, you should not get undressed when you're standing by your bed and make yourself completely naked before you get under the covers, but you should do it in a way where you're partially taking off your clothes and partially getting underneath the covers as you're doing it, so you're not standing completely naked. Right, this goes on to our one of the first simanim of tznius. Kesheyivshot chaluko lo yavchen mimata lamala sheim ken nimsa gufo arum. How you do it? Ela yivshetenu derech rosho. Take it off through your head. Vichase atzmo besedino mitachat, and start covering yourself with your covers at the same time. Vikanes bemitato, and get underneath the covers as you get undressed.
You said you can't do tachanun, but Sephardim maybe will hold tachanun.
So that's more of a vidui versus tachanun. So vidui, we want to improve ourselves, and so that's a good thing to do, and to forgive each other. But the actual prayer of tachanun, the nusach of tachanun, we avoid. Okay. Resh mem, hilchot tzniut. Okay. I'll give a short intro or outside once we start. Resh mem, eich itneheg adam b'tashmish mitato. How should a person do tashmish mita with his wife? Aleph, im hayana soy. If a person's married, lo yehei ragil bioteri mishto. A person should not be too much with his wife. Right? Chazal do not want us. Hashem also doesn't want us to be like roosters, constantly hanging out with our wives. That's why we had the whole inyan of they made a takana from Ezra to be tovel. Okay, to be tevila after one's wife, being with one's wife, in order to prevent us from constantly hanging around our wives. Ela ba'ona ha'amura ba'tara. But we should be with our wives, ideally, when it's the proper time, according as specified by the Torah. Okay. So what are these times? So Atayalim Sheparnasatan Mitzri Lehem V'En Porein Mas. So these are people who are very well off to do in business. They don't have to work very hard. They don't have to pay taxes. They don't have any stress in life. Onatan b'chol yom. So their time to be with their wife is every day. Now again, these are not necessarily recommended times. These are times that if, primarily it's referring to your wife. But if your wife wants you at these times, so these are the appropriate times. Hapoalim she'osim melacha be'ir acheret. People who have to work outside the city. Velanin b'chol laila bevateim. But they sleep at home every night. So pa'am achat b'shavua. Once a week, because they're working hard, they don't have so much energy. And Chazal don't want to obligate the man to ruin his health or to work too hard with his wife, since he's already working out in the field. But if you work in your city, pa'amayim b'shavua. So the appropriate time that a wife can expect you is twice a week. Hachamarim achat b'shavua. If you're working, traveling, you travel with the donkeys, so then it's once a week. Hagamalim, people who have delivery services, they work with camels. It's achat l'shloshim yom. They travel longer, farther, and so it's once a month. Hasapanim, those who go on ships and they sail abroad, achat l'shisha chodeshim, once in 6 months. Ve'onat talmidei chachamim, and the time of for talmidei chachamim is because they're learning and they get weak from learning. So it's once a week, Milel Shabbat, Olel Shabbat. And they say, as I'll say that Friday night is the best time, and it's also part of Oneg Shabbat. V'kol adam tzarif lifkod et ishto b'leil tvilata. And there's a pretty straightforward obligation to be with one's wife on Leil Tvila. That's the night when she comes back after her Tara from coming back from the mikvah. U'b'sha'ah she'yotzei laderech, and whenever they travel, when a man is going to leave her husband, his wife, so then when he leaves, a woman has certain feelings of anxiety sometimes, or a certain it's a little bit emotional. So then when he travels, it's always the night before is the proper time, and we'll see a caveat on that. B'sha'ah she'yotzei laderech, when a person goes out, is traveling, unless it's for a dvar mitzvah. For a dvar mitzvah, you're not chayev to be with your wife, but if it's for yourself or for business, then you are. V'chen im ishto menika. And also if a woman is nursing, again, whether a woman is nursing or pregnant, it makes no difference. All the obligations are the same. Vehu makir bash. Really, they don't exactly go together. But let's keep reading. Vehu makir bash. Shehi mishadalto umeratza oto umekashetet atzma lefanav kedei sheiten daito aleha chayav lefokda. Another time when one is obligated is when he sees his wife wants her. She's I don't know, puts on perfume, takes a shower, makeup, whatever she does, or she just behaves in any manner that the husband knows that she wants him. So then, it's a chiyuv to make her happy with the mitzvah of ona. Va'af keshehu matsui etzla lo yechaven lahanato. And also the Shulchan Aruch. Wait, did I skip? No. Shulchan Aruch continues that when he finds himself, his purpose of being with her is ideally not supposed to be for his own personal hana'a. But he should feel ahead of time, Bishat Maisa, I don't think so, but ahead of time, one should feel like he is fulfilling his obligation to take care of her with the mitzvah of Ona. And he's fulfilling the mitzvah. And so that he should have children. And to mekayim the mitzvahs of Yisrael. And Aruch HaShulchan says, the real reason we have this taiva is in order to make children. V'chen yimechaven l'tikun havlad. He wants to make a good child. So therefore, she'b'shisha chodeshim achronim yafelo, healthy for a man and woman to be together, for the last 6 months of pregnancy. It helps the child to become healthier and look better. Shemitokach yitzei meluban umezoraz shaper dami. It's good. The first 3 months, it's not good, and it's also not comfortable for the woman. Because I also say the middle 3 months is not so good for the woman, but it is good for the child. V'imu mechaven ligdor atzmo ba, kedei shelo yitave la'avera, ki ra'e yitzro gover umitave el hadavar havu. Now, if a person knows that he has a strong taiva, and his yetzer is increasing, and he has a strong desire for his wife, so then, גם בזה יש קיבול שכר, אך יותר טוב היה לא לדחות את יצרו ולכבוש אותו. So then, it's also okay to be with your wife. However, it's ideal to push away and to conquer your desire. כי איבר קטן יש באדם מרעיבו שבע. There's a small little limb or איבר in our body. When you... So if you starve it, it gets satisfied. If you use it less, it's less needy. But if you constantly feed it, then it gets more hungry, and the desire grows. If a person doesn't need it, so this is bad. If a person needs it, so then it's okay. But if a person really has no strong desire, but he just makes himself have the desire, he arouses himself, so this is the Eitzah of the Yetzer Hara. Umina heter yesitenu ala iser. And it can lead to bad things. Ve'alze amur rabotenu zirchonam livracha ha'mekashe atzmo ladat yehe benidoy. If a person has no need, no desire, and his wife doesn't desire, but he makes himself has a desire, so that's what's inappropriate. There's a few nights that Chazal say are better not to be with one's wife. Again, one is allowed to, min adin, and there's a mitzvah to be with her if it's lel tevila. A couple nights, such as the first night of Pesach, night of Shavuot, Rosh Hashanah, and Shmini Atzeret. The only times it's really asur at all is Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, and if either one of them are be'arvelos, if one of them are mourners. Okay. When a person is traveling on a road, he doesn't have to be with his wife if she's mochel, if she doesn't want. Let's read Bet. Lo yishte adam because ze v'yitein ena because acher afilu shteyem nashav. A person is not allowed to drink from one cup and have his eyes on another cup, even if they're both of them are his wives. So if a person has two wives, or kol sheken if he doesn't have two wives, whenever a man is with his wife, he must be completely focused and thinking about only his wife. He's not allowed to be thinking about anybody else. Gimel. Uvaroti mikem amordim ve'aposhim bi. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to select out people who are rebellious. And Chazal fix onto this pasuk 9 types of scenarios. Elu b'nei teisha midot. That one is asur to be with his wife, at least lechatchila. Bnei, it depends on the category, but in general asur. Bnei anusa, you're not allowed clearly to force one's wife. If she doesn't want, you're not allowed to. And if they're angry, they have to make up and make sure that each one is comfortable and happy with each other. And okay, bnei sanua, you cannot hate your wife or be bnei nidui. If one of them is a nidoy, you're not allowed to be together. B'nei temura. So this is, let's say, you were planning to be with, this is a case of having two wives. If a person was planning to be with one and the other one showed up, he's not allowed. B'nei moredet, or shenapi. If she says, I do not want to be with you, then also, you're not allowed to be with her. B'nei shichut, if either one of them is drunk. And that's if they're drunk, not just a little tipsy. B'nei sheikh, b'nei grushat halev. If a person himself decided that he wants to divorce his wife, but he still wants to use her, asur to be with her. B'nei irbuvia. This is if you have, if one is thinking about another wife at this, another woman or wife at the same time, and not on this wife who he's with. Actually, just to take a quick step back, these nine midos. So there's actually is a debate if these are asur or not. It may or may not be technical or semantic. Certainly, all these nine things is against the Ratzon Hashem, according to Chazal, all Rishonim, and Poskim. That's not debatable. It's just, it is a question if it's technically called Asur or not. Okay, now just to get to the last case of Bnei Chatzufa. So this is referring to a woman who inappropriately or immodestly directly asks her husband to sleep with her, to do tashmish with her. So that's considered immodest and inappropriate. Really, a woman should hint to her husband. Now, she could hint through a physical acts, or she can actually verbally hint. In fact, the Gemara in Nadarim, Kaf, Amud Aleph, Amud Beis on the bottom, it says, a woman, Kol adam she'ishto tovato hav yilon banim she'afilu bedoro shel Moshe Rabbeinu lo ayu kimotam. One deserves to have children that are even greater than in the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, if a woman asks. So the Gemara explains, that's if a woman hints in a modest fashion, and then it's a good thing for the woman to invite her husband. She could say something like, come to my tent, like Leah did to Yaakov. Or she can say, I'm going upstairs to take a shower, or I'm getting ready for bed, or any of those other, where it's a hinting expression, and that's actually a good thing. And if a woman does ask inappropriately, they are still allowed to be together.